If you want to use two pronouns, like it to him or them to me and it to us or whatever, we have a little problem in French, because if you want to say, I'm going to send it to him, would be
Je vais le lui envoyer.
Je vais le lui envoyer. I'm going to send it to her.
Je vais le lui envoyer.
Je vais le lui envoyer. The same. But if you want to say, I'm going to send it to you, logically, it should be, if le lui is it to him or to her, it to you should be le vous. But it is not. You turn it around to vous l'envoyer. It should not be complicated, because whenever you have two pronouns and they start with an L, like le lui, they both start with an L. It to him or it to them, le leur, or them to him, les, lui, mm-hmm. and so on. Whenever you have two starting with an L, then the le la les always comes before lui and leur, or you may think of the short L's before the long L's, le la le before lui and leur. That's all you need to remember, because all other pronouns don't start with an L. So if you have two pronouns and you only have one L, everything else comes before the L. So therefore, if you want to say, I'm going to send it to him, would be,
je vais le lui envoyer.
Je vais le lui envoyer. Yes. I'm going to send them to her.
Je vais les leur envoyer.
Oh, did you just said correctly, I'm going to send them to them. I'm going to send them to her.
Je vais les lui envoyer.
Right. Je vais les lui envoyer. Yes. Now, since les lui could be them to him or them to her, you may clarify that you mean I'm going to send them to her.
Je vais leur envoyer à elle.
Leur would be I'm going to send to them and to her. That doesn't work.
That doesn't work.
Yes. So let's try again. I'm going to send them would be
je vais leur envoyer.
Leur means them in the sense of to them.
Right.
If you want to say, I'm going to send them the money.
How would
you say, I'm going to send them the money?
Je vais les envoyer. Sorry, je vais leur envoyer
so
l'argent.
So them implying to them is leur, yes?
Leur. Yeah.
If it does not imply to them, I'm going to send them to Paris. That would be?
Je vais les envoyer à Paris.
Right. Je vais les envoyer à Paris. I'm going to write a letter to them, would be?
Je vais leur
écrire
une lettre.
Right. Je vais leur écrire une lettre. Yes. I'm going to send them to her.
Je vais les lui envoyer.
Right. Je vais les lui envoyer. Yes. I'm going to send them to him.
Je vais leur lui envoyer.
Hmm? I want you to think it out always step by step. What is I'm going to send them?
Je vais les envoyer.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know what you just said before?
Yes.
It sounded good to you to say je vais leur envoyer. Yes?
Yeah.
Don't do it by sound, please. Think it out step by step. Mm. So, I'm going to send them.
Je vais les envoyer.
Right. Now, if you want to say I'm going to send them to them, would be
je vais les leur envoyer.
Right. Je vais les leur envoyer. So if you have two L's, the le la le comes first. Will you send it to me?
Voulez-vous l'envoyer à moi?
Yes.
Or voulez-vous me l'envoyer?
Voulez-vous
me l'envoyer?
Right. Voulez-vous me l'envoyer? Yes. But you were right also. Mm. Voulez-vous l'envoyer à moi? That would be more emphatic. Will you send it to me? You put the emphasis to me. Pas à lui, not to him. Or pas à elle, or à pas moi. À eux, or not to them. À moi. Oh, voulez-vous me l'envoyer? Will you send them to us?
Voulez-vous, to us is new, so nous les envoyer?
Right. Voulez-vous nous les envoyer? Yes. So, if you only have one L, so everything else comes before.
Okay.
Yes. Voulez-vous nous les envoyer? So, I cannot tell it to you now because I don't know it.
Je ne peux pas vous le dire.
No.
Maintenant? Maintenant?
Because I don't know it.
Parce que je ne le sais pas.
Right. Je ne peux pas vous le dire maintenant parce que je ne le sais pas. Je ne le sais pas.